The next patient is Joe Drayton. The last name is D, like in Delta, R-A-Y-T-O-T, like in Tango, O-N. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD, stage 3B. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 2.24, and the estimated GFR is between 29 and 30 mLs per minute. We have to keep in mind that this patient has nephrosclerosis that could be associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, and the patient has a cardiorenal component because of the presence of cardiomyopathy and chronic congestive heart failure, period. The patient has lost weight. He's 303 pounds. The protein creatinine ratio is completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient is complaining of pain during walking in the left lower extremity. He says that he even walking short distances cause pain. We are going to order an arterial Doppler ultrasound of the legs in order to make a decision regarding the therapy for the patient. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He continues to have a hemoglobin A1C that is 8.5. It seems to me that the patient has a routine that and maintains him with the same hemoglobin A1C for a lengthy period of time. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of Uloric 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy that is followed by the urologist, the patient is asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend seven minutes evaluating the lab, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.